cops make false arrests on a Toledo, Ohio man, and AI surveillance is to blame. Or was it? Brandon Upchurch was pulled over while driving in Toledo, Ohio, resulting in trumped-up charges, an arrest, and a hospital visit.
This should be of no surprise.
It's not. Let me tell you how this happened. There was a traffic stop. Cause? Stolen plates. At least three cops showed up, guns drawn, and a trained canine. Sometime into the traffic stop, after the dog handler allowed his dog to bite Upchurch, the cops realized that the plate reader made a mistake in flagging the vehicle.
Wow. After the dog bit the guy, while everything was taking place, they were still on the scene. The cops realized that the plate reader made a mistake.
Yes. After all this came down, before they took him away.
And it was an AI plate reader.
Yes.
Stop right there. Police are using AI software installed on most cameras and powered by AI. This system surveys every car passing and gathers data. But privacy is not the only problem here. Let me explain. The AI system records and analyzes drivers' patterns and routes and times coming and going, along with, of course, the owner of the car. And many now are equipped with facial recognition, too. It surveils everyone in real time and over time gathers huge amounts of data on you. The police look at the AI data and its analyses. The cops draw conclusions about the criminality of the driver, which is happening as we speak across America. This is exactly the problem of driving while black. Or in Lubbock, Texas, driving while pregnant. We are all now being profiled. What if you work at night?
What if you're a delivery driver?
What if you have odd hours?
What if you're a mechanic and driving another person's vehicle? It's not my car, really.
What if the donkey you're riding?
He don't have no plates on him. Do we have any more?
Oh, yeah. Side note. In October of 2023, commissioners in Lubbock County, Texas, on Monday, voted to outlaw the act of transporting another person along their roads for an abortion.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Unbelievable. Their confidence to criminalize health care is spurred on by the decision made by the Uber Repub Federalist Society judges that sit on our U.S. Supreme Court and overturned Roe versus Wade. See all the trouble this stuff causes?
Wait a minute.
See what it causes when you put some Uber pub who doesn't care like Trump in there and gets these Federalist Society ultra right guys in there that just screw up everything for everybody. They're not for the people.
Excuse me, sir. May I have your driver's license and registration? Oh, wait a minute. Is that a pregnant woman in the passenger seat? Step out of the car.
Give me your papers. Yeah, Volt.
Who's your doctor?
Who's your daddy? Who's your doctor?
Who's your doctor?
Who's your daddy?
Where's the hospital?
Is there a father involved?
Yeah. Who's the father?
No, it'll be like, it doesn't matter who the father is because we don't give a shit.
He's not going to pay anyway.
He's got to spread his seed, you know?
He's got to pay anyway.
Yeah, he's got to spread his seed, man. He's got to spread his seed.
Where are you taking her?
Where are you headed,
where
sir?
Where are you headed, sir, with that pregnant woman in your passenger seat?
Oh, my God.
May I ask in what direction you were heading in?
Yeah, I see it coming. It's already happening, folks. It's already happening.
Yeah, don't worry about the beer in the car. Worry about the pregnant woman.
As the guy belches.
I'm sorry. I can't take you to the store. You're pregnant.
I'll get pulled over for sure.
I'm sorry. They profile me now because I got a pregnant woman in my car one time.
You know they will.
I pulled you over because I thought she was on the back seat laying down. You've been known to do this before. You know, we've pulled you over several times for having a pregnant woman in your passenger seat, don't you? That's why we pulled you over.
Yep. The crazy shit. Over 10,000 Americans a year are falsely convicted for minor to major crimes like murder. And it's worse than that because many more, hundreds of thousands of people each year in the United States of America are falsely arrested. Maybe not convicted, but arrested.
Yes, yes. Now we got to worry about pregnant women.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go through the rest of this clusterfuck. Brandon is falsely accused. His freedom halted. He's threatened at gunpoint. Bitten by a trained police dog.
Ouch.
He was hauled off to jail. Incurred medical expenses. He might not be insured. He may get tetanus or a severe infection.
Yeah, that's some serious stuff. Sepsis.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Unlawfully, his name and face is published in a paper plastered everywhere nationwide.
Yep.
His prints are taken unlawfully.
Yeah, no crime yet, right? Not guilty yet.
He may have lost his job over the cops' crime. Don't know. Here's the rub. The cops knew it was a mistake on site during the arrest.
Yep.
But they needed to cover their asses.
Man, I hate that shit.
So they took him in anyway.
Jelly and donut asses.
That's just crazy. So they booked Brandon. We don't know what happened to the passenger. Cops hauled him off the jail, taking away his freedom, booked him on, get this, obstruction and resisting arrest.
Oh, geez.
The guy did nothing wrong. The AI plate reader messed up. So he's driving down the road, doing nothing wrong. You question, what are you arresting me for? But, you know, no, I don't want to go to jail. And all of a sudden you're hit with obstruction.
He's
and
lucky
resisting
he didn't
arrest.
Get shot.
He's lucky to get his teeth bashed in. He's lucky. Yeah. Some of these guys just get beat to shit.
Yeah, I can't breathe.
There is an internal investigation.
So let's tell everyone what happened to the cops so far.
Well, there is an internal investigation. But from what I gather, the cops are still on duty and pulling taxpayer-funded paychecks.
So the victim, Brandon Upchurch, goes to jail?
Yes.
His truck probably was impounded.
Of course it was.
There goes hundreds of dollars.
Absolutely.
He incurs medical expenses.
Yes.
Might not be insured. So many of us aren't.
Yep.
Misses work.
Correct.
Has to go back to court on trumped up charges.
Yeah.
Misses work again.
Loses money.
May live far away from the court, incurring gas bills for his vehicle.
Yeah.
He might not have a running vehicle.
It's still an impound.
Not funny. Might lose his job.
Yes.
His name and visage distributed in the paper.
Yes.
Which, by the way, should not be allowed until proven guilty and appeals are over, if he can even afford to
That's
appeal.
Right. Not to mention the gutter snipe free newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
Those things put your face, your name, you're arrested, but you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. But you're basically, by public opinion, already found guilty because you were arrested for these charges.
Public humiliation.
Yes, exactly.
And your privacy.
Try to keep your job on that one.
Yeah, your privacy is just stripped away from you. Well, you know. Those cops, they're the best, aren't they?
Yeah. I wish they were.
That's not all. He is forced to go to court. He risks being found guilty when innocent.
Yes.
Especially if he has a court-appointed attorney.
Exactly. They're the best, aren't they?
Nah, they just don't care. Even if he is found innocent or the charges dropped, there is a process he must go through to erase the incident.
Yep.
His name, picture,
yeah.
Social Security, and prints in the local and state system. And he has to do the same regarding the FBI, because now his prints, pic, and other info is sent to the FBI as well.
Yes, all because of an AI reader.
And trumped up charges.
Yes.
This data, along with his social security number, is usually plastered on the local government's website, where low-cost background check websites can scan for data and sell it to anyone,
nice,
including future employers, landlords, nice, banks, and insurers.
Nice.
Yeah, those websites, you do a background check on whomever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, some law enforcement agencies are now selling it directly themselves to these brokers, if you want to call them brokers.
What?
Yeah.
Now, law enforcement is making money off of this information?
Yeah.
We don't pay them enough to falsely arrest citizens, you know? I mean, come on. They drive on a brand new vehicles, have the best guns, have the best armor.
The newest cars.
Yeah, the best flashlights.
Great AC.
You know.
Back in the day, cops didn't have air conditioning, folks. In the 60s, 70s, even the 80s, a lot of cops did not have air conditioning.
They were lucky to have windows that fucking work.
Their cars were 8-10 years old. Now they're brand spanking new. And they're starting to armor them. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, back to what we were speaking of. Now, Brandon has to search the web and request a takedown of this false arrest data, which will never happen.
No, I'm sure that'll cost them too.
Even after days and weeks and months of request. Now, he can hire a legal firm to do it, in which you'll get much better results. Ka-ching.
Exactly. Somebody's making money.
Yeah, and someone's losing it.
Yes.
If found guilty, well, now the poor guy has a longer road ahead and will most likely lose unless he's rich.
Yes, exactly.
That's the sad truth for common Americans.
Anyone can see that this translates into hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Brandon does for a living. But this is ridiculous. Under these circumstances, especially with Don the Con getting only fined $1,000 to $5,000 for contempt of court, something he's guilty of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump walks free. He isn't cuffed. He isn't hauled to jail. Same goes for Bannon and the rest of the Uber pups.
Yep, that's
Cops
right.
Cops wonder why people distrust them.
Yeah, wonder. Go ahead and wonder. What purveyors of disinformation and defamation?
Always covering their asses with trumped up charges.
Falsely arresting.
False documentation.
Planning of evidence.
Illegal use of surveillance.
Improper use of AI.
The use of narcs and unreliable informants.
Like the liars Smirnoff and Lutz report.
Yeah, right. Those guys are incredible.
Reported in another one of our episodes in their phony information.
That's right.
That they reported to authorities regarding Joe and Hunter Biden.
Which was all a lie.
Yeah, traitors.
Bogus charges filed against an innocent man. But financially, it is 100 times worse for middle or working class Joe Public.
Oh, yeah. Screwed by law enforcement, a crying shame. Especially when our taxes go towards supporting law enforcement. Unbelievable.
Yes, it is. We are so screwed. We started screwed to fight corruption in politics and big biz. Help the cause and share our content. Let's take them down.
Take them down.
Subscribe for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen and watch on YouTube at Screwed FM.
Yeah.
I would like to get 1,000 subscribers in the next week. Subscribe now.